We have things to give away today, including tickets to see Tom Segura. Segura is a great comedian, and he is coming to the Capitol Theater. Let's do that with a little sporkle. Here we go. We're looking at the scrolling.
That looks really
sign
good.
In here. Yeah. There's Hoppy and Jake. And then there's Nervous Jared in Spanish. Anna and
Spanish looks like Carmen. A middle school teacher.
That was a bad picture to use.
There's Balls and Balls.
Oh.
Now, you know I love Balls because he got us the Balls box.
Right.
But in that picture, I hope Balls gets killed.
Yeah.
Stupid hat. Stupid turn sideways hat.
His face is like duck half duck.
So how much bigger is the other Balls? J-Balls.
I mean, he doesn't look it there, but evidently they're both pretty big.
But he may be taller.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bottom heavy, like Johnny B.
Like a bowling fin.
Johnny B is not so pear-shaped anymore.
I don't think you can lose that.
I was looking at him last night.
Yeah.
He used to look like a bell, which is ironic because that's his last name.
Right.
And now he looks pretty...
Like a ripe pear.
I want to say something else, but it's not about Johnny. It's about somebody else.
Say it.
Ooh. He's built like somebody else that works here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Write it down.
What? Okay, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You will know.
Yeah, as soon as you see it.
Yep.
Yep. Oh.
Don't say that.
Yeah, obviously.
Wow, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't see that.
I didn't put that 2 and 2 together. That's my bad.
That 2 and 2 equals 5 for some reason.
Galvin, what line are you playing for?
Point today for line 5.
Good morning. Who is this?
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, Galvin's playing for you. Spanish, you play today?
Line 3, yeah. This is my last day if I don't win.
Good morning. Who is this?
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. Please hold. Spanish is playing for you. I'll take line 1 right at the top. The Donald Trump of phone callers. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Adam.
Hi, Adam. I'm playing for you, sir. Who won yesterday?
You did, Michael.
Yay. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Rob is your judge. Carmen, what are we playing?
Well, Spanish, the odds are in your favor.
What?
Because today we're playing, can you answer the general knowledge questions?
What happened like one time where he won?
Man.
Now it's all.
No, all right. It's all the general knowledge.
He says his expertise.
Come on.
I'm helping.
Let's go. By the way, I got another letter from Crazy Lady.
Oh, good.
No. It's pretty thick, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if there's
anthrax in there.
Something.
Careful.
I don't know.
You want me to open it first?
No. I'll take the chances.
Open it and inhale really quickly.
Real hard.
Lick it. Lick it open.
Yeah, Carmen. All right, here we go.
Okay, first one.
How many times has she said that?
What biblical prophet was given the Ten Commandments?
Moses.
Yes, Mike Kelta. Which of the noble gases is the lightest?
Ether.
And is used
hydrogen.
To fill
helium.
Kids'
yeah.
balloons.
Yeah, damn it.
Spanish. In the game of Risk, what continent control?
Asia.
Yes.
Europe.
Oh. Asia. Galvin. What animated series of movies has the subtitles such as The Meltdown and
Ice Age.
Continental Drift? Yes. Spanish. What country has been led by Jawaharlal Nehru,
Egypt.
And Indira Gandhi.
India.
India, Mike Kelta. Those names. What is the capital of Portugal?
Cleveland.
Close. Lisbon. Is that one. What is the term for a baby kangaroo?
Joey.
Yes, Galvin. What is the more common name for the mandible bone?
Jaw.
Yes, Mike Kelta. What HBO TV show has characters named Theon, Tyrion?
Game of Thrones.
Spanish.
I don't even watch the show. I know it's Tyrion.
I don't know. What baseball team had the longest...
Yankees.
World Series
Cubs.
Losing streaks. Oh. Yes. Spanish.
No, what?
Galvin.
I wish.
Easy.
I'm not writing down the score. I'm just saying names. What is the mathematical term for the longest side of a right triangle?
Hypotenuse.
Yes. Spanish. What plant with shiny edged evergreen leaves
Fern.
And red berries is a symbol of Christmas?
Evergreen.
No,
evergreen was in the clue.
Mistletoe.
poinsettia.
No. Damn it.
Holly.
Oh, Holly.
Oh, Holly. Holly.
Like your sister.
Yeah. Oh, that dumb whore. She was with her. Ew.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, we didn't talk for like a month.
Oh, my God.
No, we'll
she's with her because she likes girls.
Can you blame her? What is the standard unit of mass in the SI or metric system?
Pounds per square inch.
What is the standard unit of mass?
Kilogram.
Yes, Mike Kelta, and we are halfway there.
Right now, Galvin is in last with three. There's a tie for first between Mike and Spanish. They both have four.
We're the same.
Okay. Moving on. What Shakespeare play, which served as the basis of 10 Things I Hate About You?
Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Oh.
Featured Katharina.
Hamlet?
No.
Midsummer's Dream.
No.
Othello.
No.
Oh, it.
Anymore.
King Richard.
No. The Taming of the Shrew. They actually make reference to it in the movie. Great movie. What unit of currency used to be used in France, but is still used today in Switzerland?
A Merk.
No.
Deutschmark.
No.
That would be...
no. Frank?
Oh, Frank,
yes. What Hall of Fame Canadian rock trio?
Rush.
Yes, Galvin.
It's either Rush or...
Bare Naked Ladies.
No. Triumph.
What article of clothing is zapato in
Shoe.
Spanish? Mike Kelta. What is the name of the white whale who played...
Moby Dick.
Yes, Spanish. What comic strip follows a family with children?
Jason, Family Circus.
Jason, Paige, and Peter, and an iguana named Quincy. What comic strip follows a family of children? Foxtrot.
Never heard of that.
Dilbert?
Has anybody ever heard of
who's
that?
Who's reading newspaper comic strips?
No, but I mean, we've heard of other ones that I've never even heard of that.
It probably came out in the last 20 years.
What country of the United Kingdom would you find Swansea City
Ireland.
Playing home games in?
Swansea what?
Swansea City.
Scotland.
No. Swansea City to play their home games in. Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Is close. That country. What is the last name shared by the only two U.S. presidents who
Adams.
Were grandfather and grandson?
Roosevelt.
Grandfather and grandson?
Yes, two presidents that were grandfather and grandson. They shared the last name of Harrison.
Oh, Benjamin and William Henry.
Nailed it. What DC comic hero is the alter ego of Bruce
Batman.
Wayne? Yes, Galvin. What German composer is best known for his Ring cycle of four operas?
Handel.
Mozart.
Ring cycle of four operas. No. Richard Wagner.
Wagner.
What does the T stand for in the NAFTA?
Trade.
Yes. Mike Kelta. And we are on the last three.
Right now, Galvin and Spanish are tied with five. Mike has a lead. He has a score of six.
Oh.
Anyone's game.
Tight.
What U.S. state does Disney title character
California.
Lilo hail from?
Hawaii.
Mike Helta. What is added to orange juice to make
water.
A mimosa?
Champagne.
Damn it.
Galvin.
That should have been mine all day.
And we're on the last one.
Galvin can tie it up with this one. Spanish, you're out.
Now
get
I can
out
wedge.
Of the country, too.
I can wedge.
Yeah, no, he can wedge.
He can wedge.
All right. Back in.
But please don't.
I'll help.
What tasty representation is the number... 2000 in Roman numerals. What tasty representation is the number 2000 in Roman numerals? I'll give you a hint. Think of candy. It melts in your mouth,
M&M.
Not in your
M&M.
Hand. M&M.
Damn it.
Oh, wow.
You won.
I know I did. I feel so good about it because it was general knowledge.
That was good.
That was good, Carmen.
I like that.
Even with your ridiculous pronunciation of names and words, we still managed
to get a couple names, okay?
It's true. Sometimes they're hard. Indira Gandhi, you shouldn't know that.
By the way, I love how she said, I'm not writing down the points, I'm just giving out names. Yeah, you gave my name wrong, gave the name Spanish, and he would have got the point. That's how that works.
No.
Yeah.
Brad knows the difference between you two.
I got Zapatos. We're good.
Yeah, when they're tied, they're the same.
You lost.
I didn't lose. He lost.
Yeah.
I came in second.
You play tomorrow,
you both
Rob.
Lost. If you're not first,
oh, really?
Yeah, Rob plays tomorrow.
Hey, Rob. No, I studied, right?